Let's see, are we running in the red?
No, we're way down.
In the red, oh, you mean your level?
Right.
Okay.
How's that? That looks pretty good.
You're the one that is doing the machine, I don't know too much about that.
At the beginning of each tape, I need to identify ourselves. This is Ann Schuster with an interview with Walter Erlbacher on January 19th, 1991, at the Erlbacher's home. And we're going to move, it may seem to you that we move very slowly through the interview, but it's probably best to realize that the reader that we're anticipating, we have to anticipate that they don't know anything.
Right.
And we should stop as we go along and spell out who this person is or something like that, if we can. To start at the beginning, where and when were you born?
I was born in Frankfurt, Germany in 1933.
Which was not a great selection of year to be born in Frankfurt, Germany.
Hardly. But I didn't know it at the time.
You had no choice other than that.
No.
What was your family like? How many sisters or brothers?
I have an older brother who is an architect and who lives in Brussels, or outside of Brussels. Both my parents come from small towns in Germany and found their way to Frankfurt. It was a big community there.
Which small towns?
My mother comes from a small village called Rischelsdorf, which is sort of right at the border of what we used to know of as East Germany and West Germany, somewhere in the middle of the country. I've never been there. My dad comes from a place called Oberdorf, which is a more well-known little town. It was a kind of what we would call here maybe like a township seat or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't the town exactly, it would be next to the one that was. That was a family of teachers and scribes, and as far as I know, putting it together over the years, I think my father wanted to be a designer, but the tradition in that family was different, so he wound up going to teacher's college, and he wound up being an elementary school teacher in Frankfurt as a... I don't know if you are aware of this, but at the time, unlike this country, a teacher would take an elementary school student from kindergarten level all the way up through.
Why
the same teacher would move with that class. And each of the teachers would have that group assigned to them, but they each also had an extracurricular type of expertise that serviced the entire school. And my father was involved with arts. He was the art teacher as well as the elementary school teacher. So that's in my family.
And probably knowing German school curriculum, when he was an art teacher, there was a very strong emphasis on crafts.
A very strong emphasis on crafts. And in fact, some of my earliest memories, and this goes back before I was five, is that that he had crafts classes that he gave privately in our apartment in Frankfurt. I was a little baby, really. And I've seen pictures of the stuff they produced there, and it's exactly what you say. They make craft objects out of wood, out of whatever, you know, materials. And they're kind of fun to look at, they're kind of interesting. But my father actually painted, and he played musical instruments. So we're talking about a very cultured background. My mother,
which
a little different.
Which musical instruments did he play?
Hmm?
Which musical instruments did he play?
He played the violin, the piano. And he was capable of conducting choirs, and he did that in later on. He conducted the choir in the synagogue in America. That's how I found out he could do that. And he wasn't their chief conductor, you know, but he was the sub in case they needed one. Actually, the conductor was the doctor, and the doctor is not always there, so. My father was the one that jumped in.